Epistle of Paul to Philemon. Verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and our beloved Apitha, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul giving his standard greetings, you know, dearly beloved brother, fellow laborer, you work together with me, right? And also to Ahippa and Archippus, fellow soldier, to the church in thy house. It was a church in their house. Remember, church means a called out. It means ecclesia. It means called out. The church is not the called in, but the called out. You know, it's God's elect. And wherever they gather together, that's where the church is. It wasn't like, my house is a church. It's because people, there are so many Christians in your house, there's a church there. A called out grouping. People, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers. Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Wherefore, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin thee, that which is convenient, yet for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul always spoke of himself as this prisoner of Jesus Christ. He was a prisoner for the sake of the gospel. He was literally and figuratively. You know, figuratively he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Literally he became the prisoner of the Romans and of the Jews and of those who sought his destruction. But it was all for the sake of Christ. Everything he did was for the sake of Christ. So he was like the Lord's prisoner, the Lord's slave. And that is something we should model ourselves on, the way Christ served God so faithfully, and Paul served Christ so faithfully, so ought we to serve the same faithfully. Paul made mention of him in his prayers. Remember all the saints in your prayers. You know, these are good examples. Hearing of his love and faith which he had toward the Lord Jesus, toward all saints. He was a man well reported, a man whose reputation was impeccable. You know, that the communication, again, communication is koinonia, which means participation or sharing. It's the word also translated fellowship. You know, that the sharing of your faith should be effectual, you know, operative, that it would work, it would have some profit in it, that it would be good for the acknowledging, by the acknowledging, of every good thing that is in you in Jesus Christ. See, our lives are not merely, you know, our faith is not merely, I tell you what my faith is. Well, I believe in Jesus and blah, blah, let me witness to you. That is so much more of a more powerful witness. The things, when people can just acknowledge all the good things that are in Christ in you, when they see such good things in you, and you're a remarkable person. That's what I want to be. I know I'm definitely not that. People don't think nothing of me. Yeah, when they get to know me, some people think somewhat of me, right? And maybe of you. They think somewhat of you, who know you. But let me tell you this. In Christ, you want to have the gospel written on your face. Meaning, when they see your face, that is like an epistle from the Apostle Paul. Righteousness, godliness, honor, glory, and blessing are written in their face, so that the seeing of it says Christianity, and that the face of Christ is discerned by all who know of you. Here they come. And I don't want them to, you know, and yeah, with some with scorn, but let it be for righteousness' sake, not because you're a busybody in other men's affairs, not because you're the town gossip, not because of all the other reasons that people might know your face. And there's so many bad reasons why we can be known by others. But rather, when the good things of Jesus Christ are in us, our faith becomes effectual. It's the most important. The gospel You know, like Paul said to the Corinthians, you are our epistle. You are my letter. You are my letter. You are something that people can read. They don't even need to read. They just need to look at you and say, what's with you? What makes you different? What's the reason for the hope that lies in you? What is the reason for your joy? They might ask because they would look at you and see something good, something that preaches righteousness, something that preaches goodness, something that preaches uprightness and holiness. They see that and they say, what is with that? And then your preaching becomes effectual. But if they see something reproachful, now they see it. You know, God may impute righteousness to us while we're coming to the fullness of Christ. He does. But I'll tell you what, men will not be so gracious. Men will not impute. If they see you drinking, they're not going to see any imputation of righteousness from Christ. They're going to say, a drunk. They see you slipping out of the liquor store with a dirty magazine under your arm. They're going to say, look at that guy. Dirty. You know, they hear you speaking foul words. What are they going to do? They're not going to impute righteousness. Well, he's a Christian, so he's forgiven. They're going to judge you by what you do. That's why you need the power of God to turn you from your sins, as throughout all the New Testament it is proclaimed. Even this verse, that the sharing of your faith could become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. People are not going to acknowledge the good things that are in you in Christ if what is apparent is wicked. They're going to look at the things that stick out. And your preaching and your faith will not be effectual. But this man is an example of a Christian. We have great joy and consolation in your love. The bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. He was someone who would refresh the saints. You know, that means when the saints grow faint, that he was there to help provide for them. Whatever their need would be, whether it be word, whether it be water or food or clothing or housing, you know, he provided what they required. He refreshed them, gave them hope again. Because sometimes when you feel forsaken by God, what you really need is a brother to come in God's name to help you. Verse 8, wherefore, which means why, or because of this, or for this, though I might be much bold in Christ to enjoin you. You know, you ever heard of an injunction? It means an order. Enjoin means to order you. Command. I could be bold in Christ to just give you an order. That which is convenient, which means, you know, the word convenient, I wrote down the definition here. Oh, yeah. Aneko, to attain to,